What if I? He leaped off the horse chestnut branch and out into empty air. Gray clouds hung over him, white snow shone below, and it was, he thought his chest would burst with it. Then he landed on a maple branch that sank gently under him. His bushy tail gave him balance. His sharp nails gripped, and he ran toward the trunk, where he sat up on his haunches and waffled. He hadn't known he could do that. Nobody had told him. The pride of it, and the surprise. And there was a climb to come. Climb up or climb down, whichever he wanted. Sometimes everything was so wonderful that all you could do was waffle. A crow burst out from the top of the maple. The bird entered the sky on widespread wings, screeching, "Caw-caw!" "Talking to me?" Toaf wondered. But what would a crow say to a squirrel? Maybe, "Good leap," or "Get back where you belong." Or could it be saying, "Follow me," as it floated over the pasture toward the woods beyond? Toaf had asked his mother what the crows were saying, and she had told him, "They're warning us." Why? He had wondered, and she had said, "Crows take care of gray squirrels." Why? Toaf had wondered, and "They want to," she'd answered, so "How do you know?" he asked, but she just sniffed. Sometimes Toaf wondered if he was the only squirrel on the whole farm who had questions. He hoped he wasn't. He watched the crow out of sight before he circled up the maple's trunk, careful to leave a few branches over his head. Everybody said that hawks and eagles and ospreys were always on the hunt, especially on a winter day. No squirrel left himself exposed to danger from above. No squirrel who hoped to live another day. Toaf hoped to live a lot of another days. From high up, he could see the two long lines of bare-branched maples marking the sides of the snowy drive. Those maples would make two pathways a squirrel could travel along. They even offered a couple of long-branched connections where a squirrel could cross from one side of the drive to the other without having to touch the ground. The drive was perilous for squirrels because of the machines. Machines that carried humans around and crushed a squirrel without even noticing what they were doing. No one in Toaf's den left their side of the drive, where their dead pine stood behind two young firs at the edge of a pasture, near to a stone wall and a safe distance from any machine. No one crossed the drive to the woods that grew over there. Everyone knew that their side of the drive was the best place to forage, and the big hollow deep in the dead pine was the best place to have their nests. Their pine had died a long time ago, and bugs had burrowed into the soft places where branches had broken off. Then, woodpeckers had hunted for those bugs, drilling into the wood. And after that, squirrels finished the job of turning the hollow spaces into one large cavern. When Toaf asked his mother, "What's a woodpecker?" she said it was a bird. "Like a crow?" he asked. And Braff said, "Not a bit." As if Braff already knew everything and Toaf didn't know anything. Braff had never been this far from their dead pine, so Toaf thought he would go a little farther. Waffling with nervousness and excitement, he made his way down the line of maples. At the fourth tree, where the stone wall separated their pasture from the woods beyond, he saw a long branch that stretched out across the drive meet a maple branch from the other side. What if I? He leaped. Once across, he sat up on a branch, entirely on alert. He sniffed the cold air and listened. Were those voices? Was that squirrels talking?